Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell, and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Spending some time revisiting some codes I did years ago on the sixth seal, because I know we're heading into the spring and summertime. And, you know, codes change over time. I certainly saw that in another aspect, and wouldn't be the first time, won't be the last. Over years, details and different things change. Of course, they get canceled and things like that. And so, you know, you have to keep up on them constantly. And one of the things I noticed, so I was looking at some, I'm looking at three different events to occur. And two of them I've never known if I'm right. I'm always off on a ledge. That's what it feels like. Because nobody else has caught up to you yet. And so that'll never change. But what I find interesting is my hunch is almost always prove correct. So that's why I've learned to go with them, because it's not always just hunches. It's things that the Father can show me, but I have no, you know, thus saith the Father, or I have no real proof, or I have nothing, no confirmations. Wait 10 years down the road and I might get some. I'm trying to look at timelines and figure events out. And one of the things I always thought was Shima would crash over into the Great Lakes. I've always felt that. Now I have to revisit that because, you know, there was a lot of fighting going on the last couple of weeks. I know some people have been hearing the booms and seeing the meteors falling and the space wars going on, that the weather people hide up and they bombard us with low-level carpet clouding so you can't see what's going on in the upper atmosphere. And I knew Lucifer was mad because we had gotten hold of something of his. And typically he doesn't care. And trust me when I say he doesn't care that millions of his own will get blown up or die, because he could have got shields for them years ago to protect them from the Orgone heat and wars, and he refused. So it was really interesting to know that he was really mad about something. And I'm thinking, what is he mad about? Because it takes a lot to get him really mad. And because he just simply doesn't care about anything. And so I started to think, well, what if we got a hold of the Capricorn? What if the Orgone got a hold of the Capricorn? We captured it. Wouldn't that be a hoot? Now, I knew he was having trouble bringing it down. People were, you know, they're coming up with all these excuses about why we have all these high winds going on. Typically what that is something big's coming down. That's usually what forces the wind out of the upper atmosphere down to our level. And he has been bringing the Capricorn down. Now, the Capricorn is Lucifer's personal space toy. It's his personal starship. This thing is a very pretty azure blue. It's a light blue. And it's, some people have said it's 33 miles high. I have no confirmation of that. It's just how high some people, I've heard it is, this Capricorn. And could you imagine a structure 33 miles high descending down toward the Earth? And this thing is, I believe it's an obelisk, because it's not your typical round sphere starship. I believe it's an obelisk, the same one that the giant penis is plastered all over the planet, the Washington Monument, and all of them ghastly, porno-looking things everywhere. And so it wouldn't surprise me, because I know that the Capricorn is a huge, tall structure. It's perpendicular. It wouldn't surprise me if it wasn't an obelisk. So anyway, that thing is trying to lower itself down towards Earth. And what's happening is it's running into our saturated Orgone air. And so it shakes it really bad. It's agitating like a washing machine. It agitates it all the way down. And so he's furious, you know. I remember watching it come down a year or two ago. Sitting outside watching this thing come down. Me and Brother Rich, he saw it over where he is too. We both laughing about it. thing was zigzagging all the way down. So I know it's agitating. All of space right now is being agitated. They're all burning and trying to come in. And so the wind supposedly, not just from this object coming down, but also trying to blow the orgone away so it doesn't burn his ship. I don't know if that's working out for him. But I've always felt that the Capricorn is one of the objects mentioned in Revelation chapter 8, where it talks about a lamp and wormwood crashing to earth. Now, the reason I always felt the lamp was Shema was because Shema looks like a huge, used to look, like a huge magnificent star in the east. And so back in 2008, when I first learned about what that thing was the first time I ever pointed an orgone pipe at it. And soon enough, very short a period of time, that thing lost all of its illustrious whiteness, star color to it, and became a pale yellow. And eventually after that, it got stuck and malfunctioned, where it's been sitting since then on the Ohio-Pennsylvania border. Look up in the sky, you see this pale yellow rock in the sky. That's Shema. Used to be huge and brilliant, like the star in the west that's out every night. It used to rival the star in the west. And, it kills me. All these astronomers are calling it Venus. It's not Venus. The star in the west is a heavenly planet. And this is causing all kinds of headaches and problems for the governments of the world, especially the Lucifer and his agenda. And so they've been battling against this planet in the west. And interesting enough, I often see Dayton in the codes, because I believe Dayton is kind of some kind of command center for space operations, something to do with things that are going on in space. I know they tell you it's in Tampa, and it's the space commands in Tampa, and blah, blah, blah. And that does come up. Tampa comes up a lot. But so does Dayton. And so I really believe they're using the facility at Dayton to try to fight against anything that's heavenly and angelic. They're really going after anything of the fathers and instigating these constant space battles that are going on right now. But back to the Capricorn, because when I was trying to find Shema crashing, because I suspect that that would crash in the month of May of whatever year, I'm trying to figure out if I was right on that, if it's moved. But what I found instead was the Capricorn crashing into Lake Superior. Now, there's a different one. I was like, what? I expect to see Shema crashing into Lake Huron. I've seen that before. Now I'm seeing Capricorn crashing into Lake Superior. And I'm thinking that lake couldn't even hold Capricorn. Lake Superior, not a very huge lake. I just can't imagine it holding a 30-mile-high object. What's even funnier is that it's actually been captured by the orgone, because there's no way that thing's coming. It's just going to crash out of the sky. That's Lucifer's home planet. That's Allah's home planet. That's their structure. It's Allah's. Allah is Lucifer, folks. And so, they're trying to set up this whole Aquarian, New Age, bliss, la-la kingdom on Earth, and the starships crashing in the Great Lakes. And so this would have to be the lamp that I was seeing in Revelation 8. Because, first of all, any kind of structure in space that's you know, mimics a star. They qualify as being a lamp. They're not suns. I know the astronomers tell you there's millions of suns in the sky. They should go stick their heads back in the sand instead of teaching school books. They're not suns. They're just tamarisks is one thing. Lamps. They just turn the lights on, turn them off, whatever. They're starships. They're not suns. And so, Capricorn would be qualified for the lamp that crashes. Now let's look at Wormwood, because this elevates Shima to a different level. But see, Shima is a different, totally different structure than the Capricorn. Shima is a huge planetary star type ship object, and it's kind of in two parts. It's kind of like two huge planets next to each other. That's why it's never fallen yet. It's taken all these years of being on fire and it hasn't crashed yet, because it's a solid rock planet. It's a hollowed out planet. And this is what the V series was made after, Shima, because Shima's like this huge metroplex in the sky. It's often called a hotel. It's Maitreya's stomping ground. And one side of it, the one planet part side of it, is Satan's temple. He has a pure gold throne and a pure gold room temple up at Shima. Used to. I don't know if he still does. Am I taking it up? I know. But Shima's just this huge rock planet up there. And then that would certainly qualify as an asteroid if that thing finally exploded and started crashing to Earth. It qualifies more as an asteroid than what the Capricorn does. And another reason it qualifies more as an asteroid is because it's also called Wormwood. And this thing, I've been ranting for years about how they develop vaccines in Shima, and they concoct all these poisons and all these combinations, and then they bring them down here to Earth, and they give them to the pharmaceutical companies to push on the civilizations, on the people. You know, to them, they're calling the herd. You know, and to them, we're just cattle. And so Shima has all these ghastly and harmful things in it. And if that thing crashed to the Earth like it's going to, very much all the substances that are in this place could very much affect the water and thus become Wormwood, causing a third of the waters to become bitter. That just suits Shima more than the Capricorn obelisk structure. So, yeah, I'm thinking Shima's probably the asteroid, and which bumps Capricorn over to the lamp status. I know, it's nuts, but hey, you know, I don't know it all. I have to figure it out as I go. It would be much easier if I just got a thus saith the Lord. He told me straight out. It doesn't always work that way. So that's where I think we're at with that. And I wonder, are they going to crash? I don't know. Are they going to crash this year? I don't know. Because there's another event that has to happen before either of those two crash. And that's the opening of the sixth seal. And so this is why I was in the codes looking at sixth seal. Because I always felt May would be a time of the Madrid fault line blowing. But you know what's interesting is I can't find the Madrid fault line blowing. And I'm thinking, why can't I find this huge earthquake? Now, I remember when I did codes years ago that the sixth seal resembled more of a huge economic crash rather than an earthquake crash. So I'm thinking maybe we're going back to that economic thing, because we all know an economic crash is around the corner. And this one would be unprecedented, above and beyond the one we had in 2008, where most people lost. A lot of people lost their retirements, life savings, all their stocks. If your retirement was based on stocks, you lost your retirement. That affected a lot of people. But this isn't just a stock market crash that's coming. It's a complete financial meltdown. And so now I'm stuck between the two. Are we going to have an economic crash or an earthquake? Seriously, I'm not seeing Madrid coming up. I mean, it might change in a couple weeks. But I do believe something's going to happen. I know CERN is opening up portals, bringing a lot of creepy things into the earth. And I don't think you can hold that back. You're not going to be able to say, okay, hold. Because they don't even know what they're doing. They don't even know half the stuff they're doing. They're just letting this machine run wild and then dealing with the results later. They're going to open up a huge portal in space. And I believe that that's about to hit in May. And so I think we're going to have a huge space opening at that time, which will begin the opening of the sixth seal. It's kind of like a cause-effect. And we all know, reading Revelation chapter 6, that an earthquake, whether it be a literal earthquake or this financial economic crash earthquake, is going to happen shortly after. Doesn't have to happen the same week or month. When you read the scripture, it sounds like things happen back to back. But in reality, doesn't have to work that way. It could happen over a period of time, or it happens back to back all at once. But I'm feeling something's going to happen in May. You can almost feel it. You know, something's in the air. You got a bunch of psychopaths in Switzerland running this machine. It's not the only one in the world. There's one in Chicago. There's one on Long Island. There's one in China. It's not the only one. Just the one that can probably, with the power, to reach up and blast deep space portals. So, you know, all I have to say is, hey, keep opening those portals up. Because you know what? Every time they do, when they open up any kind of entrance into our atmosphere is going to blend in and rush through the portal to wherever they've opened it at. So they're, in a sense, spreading our orgone-saturated air everywhere. They're doing stuff we could never dream of. We could never even have access to. So they want to help us get our orgone air through space. That's exactly what they're doing. Another thing I was looking at is this Jade Helm martial law exercise that's coming up. Because what I'm finding interesting about Jade Helm, you've been reading this stuff online about Walmart's closing and Target's closing. Sears will probably be the next, because all these Illuminati department stores and stores like Walmart and Target that rebuilt their stores to where there's no windows, there's no easy access. You know, you have these humongous 25,000 square foot facilities, and there's one tiny door entrance in and out. I mean, seriously, do you not remember the Kmarts back in the 70s and 80s that were just booming with windows and open space and lots of doors? I mean, now they make it almost a fortress simply because they were built for FEMA. And I said this years ago, that they were going to put one in every community so that when Roundup started, they could clear out the Walmarts and use those as processing centers. Now what's happening? Ten years go by. Exactly what I said. And they're already claiming, okay, they're already announcing that, hey, in the Southwest, we're going to do this state, Colorado, Utah, California, Arizona, Texas. And what I find interesting is the states they're not listing, because some of this Jade Helm stuff, they're doing it here in Ohio, but it's not on their listed number of states. So how many other states are they actually doing it in? but they're not listing the states because they don't want people to panic and think this is a national roundup preparation. This is just a military exercise in Southwest America. Seriously? You don't close down all these big processing centers, basically what they are, department stores, for a military exercise. And so I started looking at this a little bit more closely, and it seems to me that Jade Helm is aligned with the coming arrival of this alien posse. I've been talking about this alien invasion, wrote a book on it, 10, 14 years ago, about the coming new age alien invasion, and you know, the Bible codes calls them buffalo. And you notice the Indians call them buffalo. I'm thinking, you know, that's how these native Indians, this whole shaman witchcraft thing of theirs has always made me nauseous. Not all of them were ancient Israelites. Some of them were. But the other half were descendants from Atlantis in South America, and then they worshiped the snake and Satan and the buffalo, which is Satan. The buffalo are like Allah, you know, they're just, it's all Satan. So this new age apostasy is coming. It's an assembly, they're going to come as a group, it's an assembly. And they're going to come down as a heavenly host. So why do we need military preparation and getting ready for all this? Containment of people, basically, is what it is. Because they're going to come to Earth, and it's going to happen either one of two ways. One way, they're just going to show up on a V route where they all just bring up their huge ships and plant them above cities above the Earth and announce their arrival that way. Or they're going to come as a heavenly host, singing hymns and spiritual songs, no doubt. The Ashtar Command is another name for them. And come down to Earth as ascended masters. One of the terms I find interesting with Jade Helm is retaliation. Retaliation. Why do we need this huge military exercise for retaliation? Well, the reason being is because I'm thinking that they are going to round up all the dissenters and protesters that stand up to fight against this new age takeover, changeover of the world, you could say. The resistors, they're going to be rounding them up, and they'll use those places, the processing centers. Yeah, that could describe the term retaliation. Shutting them up, shutting them down. Quickly putting down any kind of dissent and uprising so they can begin their la-la agenda on Earth. And of course, they won't want these uprisings broadcasted because they want to make it look like the world is accepting them with open arms, and so the whole thing is going to be a lie. You know, television sets are going to show prefabricated news stories of people cheering them on and cheering them and welcoming them and blah blah blah, but reality is going to be there's going to be a lot of uprisings and disruption everywhere, and so they'll quickly haul these protesters off. So that's what I'm seeing with this Jade Helm stuff. Haven't spent a lot of time or enough time in it yet, but I will be over the next couple weeks, along with trying to figure out the timelines of Revelation chapter 6 and 8. Because those are the most impending events right now coming up is the Great Seal. And the Great Seal, you see the Father coming up to the north. The skies roll like a scroll, and there he is. I want to give you a word he gave me a couple weeks ago that I got too distracted and busy on this show with other stuff, and I never spoke it. He talks to me all the time, but don't always mention it, because I talk to him every day. But this one was interesting. Usually when he tells me he wants to tell, I do. And so this is what he gave me a couple weeks ago, and this was at the beginning of April, beginning of the month, and he said, I was going through a different types of stuff. You know, I have haters all over the place. And so he was telling me, he said, my child, speak not to the ones, the people who won't listen, but speak to my branch, those who cling to me and are of me, his branch. He said, Baal, Molech, Satan rules in the churches today. They follow after their desires of their own hearts and not me. They don't seek me for wisdom or knowledge. They seek me with their wants and carnal fleshly desires. They don't want me. They want to build treasures on earth. I will destroy them all. When my branch comes home, I will shut the door and my judgment will begin. Just as in the days of Noah, my branch was brought into and protected within the ark. The door was shut and my judgment began. Tell my people to pray to escape my judgment. The churches today are dens of thieves. They rob me of my glory. They rob the people and seduce them with false teachings and lies. They lie, steal, and destroy my people. And when they continue to support these liars, they are overcome by them and become one with them and no longer serve me but other gods. A prophet speaks of my ways, that they are led by me. They do the things that I say. They are not led by man. Do not prophesy to them, but tell them of my judgments. I will gather my own, and then the door will be closed. My own hear my words and follow me in my ways. I will gather my own, and the door will be closed. My own hear my words and follow me in my ways. Live righteously and honestly. Honor my Sabbath and appointed times. Seek my kingdom and not the lusts of the earth. Hate and renounce evil. Reprove them who attack you with righteousness. Tell them to seek me in the out-of-way places. I love you, child. And he goes on for a little bit more, but he was telling me that because reprove them who attack you with righteousness, because sometimes I just get mad and run off on them. but basically, what he was saying is he's going to take his branch, he's going to take them home, he's going to close the door, and then his judgment will begin on earth, just as in the days of Noah. And so what do we see in Revelation chapter 6? We see the sky opening like a scroll. People are going to see, the earth is going to see him. I don't know exactly how much of him they're going to see, maybe just the light. They're going to know it's him. They're going to see his people, his branch, being taken up with him, and then they're going to see the door closed. Perhaps there is some kind of a door. There's an entrance. They're going to see a door closed, the door closed. And they're going to know that those were the Father's people. They have been taken up to heaven. There's going to be no doubt. And then the judgment is going to begin here on earth. And what's Revelation 6 directly talk about there? It talks about the great earthquake, which I've always felt was the Madrid fault line. Maybe I'm wrong. But it's kind of be hard to find a Hebrew term. If I had a Hebrew term for maybe where Madrid is over in on the other side of the world. What it's called over there, that might help. Because this Madrid fault line goes around the world, not just here across America and Canada. So, this is interesting because this is the kind of event that I'm feeling could hit in May. Now, the church calls it a rapture. And the thing is, 10% of the actual church is considered his branch. That's why I've always said most of the people trumping the rapture aren't even the ones who are taken. Because he has a branch. In the book of Revelation, he describes seven branches. You can call them seven churches, but let's realistically, there's seven branches that are being spoken of, but only one of them is taken and protected. And the others are left for judgment. I like how the church has always snowballed that one. You know, when I was growing up in the church, they always snowballed that one, and they said that the Christians persecuted after the rapture, because the Bible always talks about persecution on the earth of the Christians, are the ones who get saved after the rapture. That worked for them, but it wasn't scriptural. It talks about the bride being judged in FEMA camps and martial law, and, you know, when you want to look at last day's prophecy, you have to look at all the prophets, because they all had something to say about it and piece it together like a puzzle. You got to read everybody. Zechariah, Hosea, Micah, Isaiah, Daniel, Jeremiah, John. There's a lot of people to read. A lot of puzzle pieces to put together. So I'm looking for a sixth seal event and find it interesting that it's aligning with Jade Helm. Nobody knows if it's going to happen in the month of May. Maybe June. Maybe July. So notice the long leeway of Jade Helm. 6 months. They're giving it 6 months. Saying, hey, we're just going to give it 6 months and see what happens. That covers September. They should be pretty safe in October. That puts them all the way up in November. That's a real safety net. Nobody ever knows exact times, folks. Everybody always wants an exact time. But unfortunately for us, none of the people that really matter, like the Father, lives in a near time zone. So to him, soon is soon. When Yeshua walked the earth, what was that, 2,000 years ago? He was saying soon. That puts it into perspective. His coming would be soon. That was 2,000 years ago. Okay, but we're not going to go another 2,000 years. I think we can just establish that this place is not going to last. Not with the stuff that's going on and the signs going on. We've had signs to look for and signs to watch for. The only sign I'm looking for right now is the sign in the sky of the heavens rolling apart like a scroll. Interestingly enough, so they have Jade Helm lined up with this, getting ready to process all the disruptors and people that want to protest anything. Because at the same time, you know, Satan's side, they preach their own rapture. They're preaching that, they're light workers. They'll be taken off the earth and protected during the coming destructions on earth, which pretty much boils down to a huge pole shift happening. So they have their own little rapture thing going. all these people running out to be beamed up on UFOs. If you get into those UFOs, you are going to become freezer food. They are not taking you to another planet. They are not going to keep you safe and bring you back. You are going to become freezer food if they don't eat you fresh. I've been harping on that since I started this ministry. Because it's going to be ghastly, and it's always the dumb ones. So this is kind of where we are right now in 2015. I know the Father said it would be a year of sorrow, and the only sorrow we've really seen so far is the fact that it's April 20th and we're all still here. That's been the sorrow. But we've got a lot of work done, got a lot of projects going on, got a lot of things going out. I may be taking down the Oregon Blasters order page in the middle of May and not taking any orders after that time for a while. So I'll just throw that out now so it's on record somewhere that I did announce that instead of just springing it up on people. That'll probably be May 15th. I'll be taking it down for a while, the order page. People can make it themselves. I mean, the instructions are on the site. I know a lot of people can't, don't want to, and I understand that. This stuff can be really messy. Can be really messy to make it. But if there ever comes a time and you have to make it, you don't have it at all, then it would be wise to learn how to make it because, you know, when crap starts flying and society is interrupted on every level, you're not going to be able to find the supplies to make it. You know, this, we're looking at agendas coming together here. The New Agers have their Ascended Masters coming in with their UFO raptures and sky falling apart, the biblical sixth seal, opening of the sixth seal, the worldwide earthquake. I mean, there's massive things coming. And then when all that comes down, you have a lamp falling to the earth and an asteroid. Are all these things going to happen in 2015? I don't know, but I could tell you, something's going to happen. It's going to start. Something's going to start. So, been busy. It's a lot of analyzing. Especially when you see stuff like fire from military post in space. And you're thinking, well, what do we have in space? Fire from a military post. I mean, our space command isn't exactly forthcoming on everything they do up there. The space stations they have, the starships they have. I mean, it gets really confusing now because you can look at some of these patrollers at night and you're thinking, well, whose is that? Is that one of Lilith? Or is that one of the Japanese? You don't quite know. Japanese have very alien, prolific technologies. I started to think that America is so last at everything. This once great military superpower, where Russia has totally blasted them out of the water with their Trident submarines for over 10 years now. They have cloaking technology that Americans cannot peg. Russians have free will upon American submarines. and ships? Free will of the waters where they can run undetected, and America has no answer for that? The Japanese patrol our skies at night in these alien ships? They look like aliens? And the closest America's come to is a black triangle? Russia can point a satellite anywhere in the world and annihilate a city without even launching a nuclear bomb? I mean, right now, nuclear bomb technology is archaic because they can take their UFO ships or their satellites and just laser beam something. They have the alien technology. And that's how they took down the Twin Towers. They loaded the thing up with explosives and hit it with lasers. Ignited it with lasers. America's in the dark ages when it comes to technology, folks. And that's why they don't upgrade anything, because they just plan on blowing it up. That's why they brought Obama in, to destroy the country, because they're just going to blow it up. Their plans are to destroy it. And the Bible says Babylon burns within an hour, is destroyed within an hour. Which I don't think is a literal 60 minutes, but a short space of time. But Babylon, America, is destroyed. That's why they won't upgrade anything, build anything here. That's why you can go to Switzerland or Japan and get on these high-tech trains that travel across their countries at phenomenal speeds. And in America, trains are subways, basically. It's a joke. That technology is a joke. That's why all the engineers go to Germany or Japan or Russia. And meanwhile, Americans are just clueless because our media makes it look like everybody else is still living at third world status, and we're the number one country in the world, when nothing could be further from the truth. I like how they always paint things to build perceptions. The media does that. They always paint America to be a rich country. And the truth is, all they're seeing is that Satan is having fun. Everybody else is looking for work, barely surviving. 40% of the country out of work, unemployed. And all they do is lie about stats and numbers. Because so many have just given up looking for work because there is none. Or they fall off the book so they're not counted. They fudge numbers when they count. Interesting that I also saw in regards to Jade Helm was the terms Obama vaccination. Really? Are they perhaps gearing up to get ready for all those people who refuse to be chip implanted by Obamacare? Obama vaccination. One thing for sure is they're gearing up and getting ready for people who go against their agenda, who tell them to just take their agenda back to the hell it came out of. They're going to be going after them. They're going to be going after the Roundups. They're going to be going after the Big Mouth, the resistors, the rioters. They want to keep some kind of control. They're getting ready. So how much time do you think really they think it's going to go on for another 5 years, 10 years? I don't think so. I think something's about to blow. It's going to get started. Until then, do what you can, folks. Father said, he said, to ask him to escape the coming judgment. Tell my people to pray to escape my judgment. Why would they have to pray to escape his judgment if they had an automatic escape card? No such thing as a get out of Earth card. Get off Earth card, folks. Once saved, always saved. Put a lot of people to sleep. That's one thing about, he rails about the false doctrines being taught in the churches today. If you're saved, you'll have fruits. Fruits. You'll produce fruits. You'll be walking with the Lord, having a relationship with him, and producing fruits on earth for him. You'll have something to show for your belief and faith in him. People try to drown that out with, you don't have to earn your salvation. No, you don't. It was already... Our salvation's already been given because of the Lord's sacrifice on the cross. We don't have to earn it ourselves. We just have to accept Yahushua as our Savior, as our Messiah. But you do need to have some kind of fruit to show you of your faith in him. James wasn't lying. James was the brother of Christ. He said, faith without works is dead. Let's see if I can find... Oh, there's dates I'm watching. Doesn't mean anything. But there's dates I'm keeping an eye on. Because when you see dates, you have to think, is that the Hebrew calendar or the Gregorian calendar? Which calendar are we talking about here? Our May or their May? Our June or their June? If the Father says something's going to happen in June, does that make it our June or their June? Which calendar? Be back to the next show. I'm feeling like we're on like this downtime right now. You know? It feels like until the 1st of May, we're almost on some downtime. How about 2 weeks? 2 weeks of downtime. That's why I'm getting a lot of projects done. And I need your support, continued donations to get these done while we have time. You wouldn't believe the amount of supplies you go through. Tonnage. Tonnage of supplies. We're getting walls put up, and we're getting stuff accomplished, and we're being able to build on to every year that we've did accomplished projects through the spring and the summer, whether it was personally going on the road myself or helping others get on the road. You know, this whole war has been teamwork. It's teamwork. Everybody pitching in, everybody doing their part, everybody helping everybody. It's been family. And that's the only way we've been able to accomplish the huge things we've been able to accomplish. Because I know we all don't meet in a huge building and have time once a week where we can all gather and chat and talk. We do it over computers, telephones. We've managed to accomplish some huge, huge things. in this very format. It has shocked the world. It has shocked the world, trust me. How does a poor woman in a cow town, in a nowhere area, in a pretty moderate state, accomplish tearing down Lucifer's kingdom that encompasses space, outer space, the entire earth itself, the entire underground hollow earth? How does one person with practically nothing inspire mankind to stand up against the strongholds of Satan to the point where he is burning out of the skies? We did it, folks. We did it. His bases under the earth are burning. The sky is burning. When he shows up, his fleets are going to be burning. They're going to be melted. These ascended masters are going to have boils on their skin. They're not going to be able to breathe here. They're going to have asthma. They're going to have health issues. And we just wait for the day when the Father says enough. Enough. I haven't heard it yet, but I know what's coming. I know that day's coming. Enough. He's at the throne almost every day. Lucifer is stomping his feet, protesting, demanding the Orgone warriors be removed off the earth. Because he knows we won't stop while we're here. We just have to be removed. We wouldn't stop because we love the Father too much. His enemies are our enemies. So we have a small window, folks, to get things done left. Small window of time left. Anyway, folks, I know it's a little early, but I think I'm going to end the show right here. I'm going to spend some more time on this whole Jade Helm thing, because I'm telling you, I don't think it's humans in charge of that thing. They may be at the front teaching, but I'm seeing importing and inbreed, and I'm telling you, I wrote an article somewhere about FEMA and how aliens would be the ones taking over FEMA, and that's what I feel about Jade Helm. It's going to be the aliens eliminating humans on the earth, dressed as military people. It might be hard for some of you to fathom, but for others, you won't have an idea. But that's what I'm thinking, because that's FEMA, and FEMA is alien. Anyway, folks, be talking about it some more next week. Until then, God bless.